AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. After 3 weeks on the run, an official in upstate New York says escape killer Richard Matt was shot and killed today. The AP's Warren Levinson has more.
The encounter took place in Franklin County, which sits on the Canadian border about 40 miles northwest of the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora. Hundreds of police, forest rangers, and federal agents had been searching for the pair. The hunt was concentrated near the town of Malone, about 10 miles south of the border.
The other escapee, David Sweat, is still on the run in upstate New York. President Obama added to the music at the funeral in South Carolina of the pastor shot and killed at his church. The AP's Mark Smith reports the shooting produced the opposite of what the accused gunman wanted.
The president said alleged shooter Dylan Roof tried to strike at the heart of the black community, but in fact was helping God to confer on America his grace.
He has allowed us to see where we've been blind.
For example, by finally clearing the way to taking down the Southern battle flag.
We were blind to the pain that the Confederate flag stirred in too many of our citizens.
And even perhaps it's opened more eyes to the continuing toll of gun violence. Leading the congregation, he said, if America can tap that grace, everything can change. Mark Smith with the president, Charleston, South Carolina.
Civil rights lawyer Mary Bonato says this is a good day for the Constitution. The Supreme Court ruled same-sex marriage is legal nationwide.
Today, the court stood by a principle in this nation that we do not tolerate laws that disadvantage people because of who they are.
Jennifer Marshall with the Heritage Foundation is disappointed with the rule.
Nothing in the Constitution required the redefinition of marriage. Marriage policy has been historically and should remain under the authority of states and the American people.
On Wall Street, the closing bell has sounded. The Dow finished up 57 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is condemning attacks today in three countries.
The United States grieves with the people and governments of Burundi, France, Kuwait, Somalia, Tunisia, and other nations affected by these vicious attacks and stands with them in solidarity as they reject terrorism, protect their communities, restore peace and security.
That is State Department spokesman John Kirby. A gunman killed at least 37 people in an attack on a beach resort in Tunisia today. Meantime, in Kuwait, a suicide bomber killed at least 27 people. And in France, a man with suspected ties to French Islamic radicals rammed a car into an American-owned gas factory. The severed head of the suspect's boss was left hanging at the factory's entrance. The suspect is in custody in France. No group has claimed responsibility in France. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is urging Americans to be vigilant and prepared ahead of the July 4th holiday following the attacks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.